previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Several of South Africa's smaller airports have been hit by an unexpected technical problem which may well affect flights. And no, it's nothing to do with either Microsoft or CrowdStrike. Several media report this morning that aircraft operators received a notification from the Air Traffic Navigation Service, ATNS, on Friday evening, suspending all instrument navigation flight approaches to these airports. Top of the list from our point of view, George, Mtata, and according to at least one of the reports, East London on one particular approach. Others include Kimberley, Polokwane and Richards Bay. What does this mean? Well, if the weather is good and the pilots can bring the plane in visually, no problem. But if the weather is bad and they need instruments or it's at night, sorry, the airport's closed. You don't need me to tell you that George Airport is particularly prone to bad weather. And I'm sure Mtata and East London have their fair share too. Why is this happening? It's not entirely clear. From what we can see, it looks as though ATNS has had to upgrade or maintain its procedures to bring them in line internationally. But this has not happened quickly enough. The equipment on board the aircraft and at the airports themselves don't need to change, so everyone's a bit baffled. The airlines, as you might imagine, are extremely grumpy. The bottom line, check before you fly, and at least for the time being, don't plan for a flight that gets back to the coast after dark. The African Union says a credit ratings company to meet the unique needs of Africa's sovereign borrowers is set to be ready by next year. Speaking in Accra in Ghana, an official quoted by Bloomberg said the AU felt it had not been treated very well when it comes to ratings and the cost of borrowing. We want an institution developed by Africans to contribute to the process of de-risking the African capital market so that, in the end, we can have a situation where we can borrow competitively at home and abroad, he said. De-risking the African capital market? I'm sure fewer wars and coups and less corruption might help. On the markets, the JSE All Share on Friday closed down 0.5%, the top 40 slightly more. London's FTSE down 0.8%, while on Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq, all down just under 1%. Tokyo this morning is down 1.2%, Hong Kong up 0.8%, Sydney down 0.6%. The US dollar this morning, 109 to the euro, the rand at 18.24 to the dollar, 19.87 to the euro, 23.57 to sterling. Gold at 2,406, platinum 965, Bitcoin just over 68,000, and Brent crude oil, $83 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.